Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 12th of February, recording at 9:09 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first the highlights on what was something of a rock and roll day today. Asian stock markets, well, they were a little bit steadier. China's still closed, incidentally, but opens tomorrow. The better performers were the Hang Seng, up 305 points. It's 1.35%, but nothing like offsetting the downward dynamic that it had seen the day before. Australia was up a similar percentage. The Indonesian market is doing best of all, in that it's really quite close to its all-time highs. India weakened further today. European markets started down and then started to rally and kept on rallying all day and closed really with some eyebrow-raising chunky gains of, say, on average 3.5% here. So those are big gains. Now, they were helped by Wall Street surging and going up about 220 points or so on the Dow. I think one of the news items, and I've posted this, or I will post it on the website shortly, along with several other articles, but I think the one that really sparked the interest was when Warren Buffett stepped in to bid for the monoline insurance businesses. And that had been a big fear, you know, that these monolines had been weakened and that they would be downgraded and that that would cause more problems for all the banks, so on. Buffett stepped in to say he was willing to take over their insurance portfolios, and I suspect they will say no. But what it does is it kind of draws a line in the sand for that sector. Now, but this is supposed to be the review. So Wall Street rallied way up, then gave up most of its gains. The Dow closed up over 1%, 133 points, only 0.73 on the S&P 500, and the Nasdaq closed flat. Now, elsewhere, the U.S. dollar index weakened a bit. The euro is currently trading at 145.86. It has been higher. The commodities were weak today. Precious metals came off fairly sharply, and we had a first down day in platinum for a while. Gold is down $18.50 at 904, 91, nearly 905 as I speak. And what else in here? Crude oil, I think, reversed some earlier strength, currently at 92.56. Wheat took a big hit again today, and the grains and beans were all off. The industrial metals were mixed. Okay, so what's going on here generally? Well, the action that we saw today in the European stock markets and also also on Wall Street was constructive as far as the more bullish hypothesis is concerned, which is the one I've advocated here, saying that we saw a very important selling climax back on the 22nd of January. And that then we saw a short covering rally that petered out at the beginning of this month. Stock markets were in retreat, sort of approaching moment of truth levels, and we saw some upward dynamics today. So that's the good news. Of course, so that we will need to see a lot of good news, including taking out the early February highs, establishing a short-term upward trend defined by a higher low and a higher high. And we'll need to see additional rallies pushing well up into those overhanging top areas. Now, that's a big ask here, certainly in the short term at any rate, and we can expect some more volatility. But the longer those lows hold, the more important they become. Now, I had said previously that right back when it occurred that we had seen back on the 22nd, 23rd, that we'd seen a low of at least near-term significance. And that's remained the case. If we see the establishment of short-term upward trends, we could probably extend that to saying we've probably seen a low of medium-term significance. But let's take it here 1 week at a time. And while there is so much bearish commentary around, that is really a contrary indicator, as I've said before. And I've posted four little articles on the site. They're quite short, but if you just read the headlines, I think it'll give you a gist of some of the more positive things that are going on. So while people are still talking about the shock and awe of the banking meltdown and contagion that that's causing, there are lots of stirrings here to right the ship, as it were. It's fascinating. America has this extraordinary capacity to self-destruct, and then once people are galvanized into action to show the dynamism of their economic system and start to turn it around. Again, there's a lot to turn around, and it's not going to happen overnight. But when you're getting people making parallels with 1929, well, you get the picture. maybe a lot of that bad news is discounted, and perhaps more than discounted. I'm going to take the headset off here just and clear a scratchy throat and take a short drink of water. Okay. China reopening tomorrow. That will be interesting if China opens down, particularly if it opens down with a thump. That will cost a pall over Asia, certainly. Conversely, if China opens strong, that will lend a little more support. I have advocated a China leash effect theory, saying that China would be already was an influence on world stock markets and would become an increasingly important one. So after the long New Year holiday break, we're about to see which way that leash is going to pull in at least for at least the short term. I won't hazard a guess on that, I wouldn't be too surprised if it's upwards. Okay. In terms of precious metals, now they've really had a good run. I've written a piece here on a theme that I mentioned before, that we're in a maturing stage of this medium-term cycle, not the whole bull market proper. But I've illustrated these charts where you can see the pattern, which is one of upside breakout, steady rise, going into an acceleration, which is a peak, going into accelerated peaks, big shakeout, then months and months of ranging activity, during which investors become discouraged, but that builds up support for the next upside breakout, and the sequence gets repeated. And we've seen this at least three times in this bull market since 2001 today, three or four times. And I think we're near the end of this medium-term upward cycle, as I've mentioned before. Now, we may not be quite there yet, because we have, well, it would not be unreasonable to expect somewhat bigger upward accelerations as the move gathers pace. We've had a huge acceleration in platinum, and if platinum gets a down week in here this week, it's been up every week on the trot for must be at least the last month and a half, but a down week would be perhaps an early warning. I don't want to exaggerate the risk in here, and we could see another surge on the upside in these precious metals before this whole move does spill over. In other words, gold and silver are not way overextended the way they were back in 2006, that May sort of 2006 period, when they became April May period, when they became so overextended. But they are certainly a little bit rich in the short term. They got some competition from stock markets, as did commodities generally. One of my themes was that yes, there's a lot of liquidity sloshing around, and that will go to where the action is, where the momentum plays are, and really the grains and precious metals didn't have much competition there for a while. But if confidence does return to stock markets, well, you know it will. It's just a matter of time. Will it be sooner or will it be later? But if we do see confidence returning to stock market sooner, again, that siphons some of the money away from that precious metals sector. Okay, bonds. Bonds were weak in here today, and some chunky declines. The U.S. was showing one of the bigger ones, but then paired those losses. I'm talking about bond prices. But I see gilts were down a full point, and as were the bunds, down 99 ticks here overall. Again, I maintain that just as stock markets saw climactic selling on the 22nd of January, that bond markets saw climactic buying on that same day, and that their fortunes will be closely associated, moving in opposite directions, with bonds taking their cue from stock markets. I wouldn't be surprised if bonds didn't thrash around here for a while longer. So I was very tempted to take a paper profit, which I'd seen last week and didn't take on my U.S. a Treasury bond short position, and I saw it again today, and didn't take it. But I wouldn't be surprised. That may be the way to trade it here. In other words, sell the bond futures on rallies and lighten up a bit on the dips. And I may pay more attention to that sector if we get additional evidence that the stock market lows are going to hold. In other words, I may step up my bond short positions as the technical action in stock markets improves. Okay, the grain and beans move. Well, wheat was the leader on the upside this last time. Be interesting to see how it performs around this $10 level. But it's taken two consecutive daily wallops in here, and while the long-term story remains bullish, I've described it as a crowded trade. This whole bean, grain and bean complex is a crowded trade, as arguably are the precious metals, although less so. And I think that also some of the precious metal buying is more longer term. I think there's some serious investment buying in there, whereas these grains and beans need to be traded. There are a lot of newcomers that never traded these things before in their lives, who have come in, but these are not for buying and holding, in my view. I would expect huge volatility, and this sort of erratic activity that we're seeing here indicates that risks have increased. I'm a little annoyed with myself for having picked up a modest corn position the other day, and I should probably chop it. I may do that if that doesn't steady up later on this week. And industrial metals, I mentioned a mixed day today, but the action generally has been one of a firming tone overall. Now, if stock markets improve, sentiment regarding the global economy will also improve, and I think that that would tend to support those industrial metals, not necessarily the precious metals, but it would the industrial metals overall. And that the demand for them is going to remain very, very strong due to global infrastructure requirements. So I look forward to seeing what's going to happen with China tomorrow. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.